Men in Black, 7 November 2004. This article discusses the likely future of the United States, Canada, and the industrialized world as global petroleum supplies exhaust. In particular, it examines the role that America's policies of mass immigration, massive illegal immigration, open borders, and massive international trade will play. As global oil supplies exhaust, the high population industrial world will collapse, and global population will return to its historical low levels. The significant issue at hand is what steps will be taken over the next few years prior to the collapse of the global industrialized world to preserve the biosphere and prevent the extinction of mankind. A few weeks ago or so, I wrote in Miscellany 7 a piece entitled Some Remarks on Immigration. In it, I expressed the view that it was too late to do anything about immigration in the U.S. and Canada. Since 1950, the populations of both countries have doubled, mainly from immigration. Since 1965, when the U.S. passed the Immigration Act of 1965, which promoted immigration from alien cultures around the world, the U.S. population has almost doubled, and the racial ethnic mix of the country has been substantially altered. What was once the dominant Northern European majority is no longer in control of the country. So what is next? Now that the U.S. has given its country away to mass immigration, what is likely to happen next? Well, it's not very pretty. The America of the Second World War is gone. The only way that it would ever return is for the Europeans of America to expel most of the immigrants who have arrived since the Immigration Act of 1965 was passed, and that is not going to happen. What will likely happen, however, is civil war, and it will happen as soon as Hubbard's peak passes. Industrial society runs on oil. As soon as global production starts to fall, global conflict will occur as the world's nations start to compete for the remaining shrinking supply. For new readers, Hubbard's curve is a curve showing total global production of oil by year. Up to the present time, 2004, the curve shows actual annual production. From this point on, it shows estimated or predicted annual production. It is approximately a bell-shaped curve that started rising rapidly about 1950, peaks sometime in the current decade, and, barring a global catastrophe, declines to near zero by 2050. The high portion of the curve near the center is called Hubbard's Peak. The curve is named after the geologist M. King Hubbard, who developed a reliable methodology for predicting the future part of the curve. In the United States and Canada, at some point, things will start to go very bad economically. Both economies are now totally dependent on massive international trade and on a high, sustained population growth rate, which provides demand for all kinds of products and services. But the industrial activity of the U.S. and Canada, and all other industrial nations, is heavily dependent on oil, and there is no comparable cheap energy substitute. As global oil production starts to fall, ethnic strife will paralyze both countries. I have just read the introduction to this article, which continues for another 18 pages. A printed copy of the complete article is available on the internet at the Foundation website, http://www.foundationwebsite.org.